Hi guys, and welcome back to another Lovince episode. In today's video, I'm going to be showing you the new Lovince Ossi 3. There's absolutely loads to get through, so don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button, and let's get into the video. Hi guys, I'm UK Dads, as always, and as I said at the start of the video, I will be showing you the new Lovince Ossi 3. Now, Lovince have made some massive changes with this toy. I'm going to cover all of them today in this video. If you haven't seen the Ossi range before, they are oscillating toys that move at the top of the toy. So not so much of a vibration toy, but an oscillating toy. Don't worry, I'll show you what that means later in the video. So what is coming up in today's video? First, I'm going to give you an unboxing like I do in all my videos. I'm also going to be showing you how to use the Ossi 3, and I'm going to give you a comparison between the Ossi 2 and the Ossi 3. And if all that wasn't enough, I'm going to give you a review at the end. So I'm going to shut up and I'm going to let you watch the unboxing video.
Like all my videos, I like to start by showing you the outside packaging. This is so you can see that it's discreet. There was one label, and that was a shipping label which had my details on. But more importantly, nothing that mentioned Lovince. Yes, this bag was open, but this is because it had two toys in and I'd done two reviews. If you want to see what the other toy was, there is a link in the top right hand side of the screen. To get this box out of the bag took a ridiculous amount of time. But now we can open a box and show you what's inside. This is normally the outside box that Lovince ship, and your shipping label will be on this one. Again, as you can see, there is no mention of Lovince. The Ossi 3 comes in Lovince's new packaging. On the bottom right of the box is a QR code for the Lovince remote app. If scanned, it will take you to the website and you can download it from there. If we flip the box over, it gives us a little bit more information about the toy itself. All of this information will be covered later in the video. As this is Lovince's new packaging, the toy slides out the bottom. When you do get the toy out the box, you can see it through the new viewing window. To open up the box, there is a tab located in the top right hand side. Give this a pull and it will open your box. The Ossi 3 is held in place by a piece of cardboard that overlays it. If we move this to one side, we can see what we get when we buy the Ossi 3. Obviously, we have the toy in the center, and to the right of that is our magnetic USB charging cable. If we move the toy out of the way, we'll be able to get to our instruction manuals. These are located underneath the foam. You'll also notice that Lovince have stopped providing the toy storage bags, which is a shame, but I have been able to find some on Amazon, and I've left that link in the description below. The next thing we're going to do is take a little bit more of an in-depth look at the toy and how to use it. So let's move everything out the way and take a closer look. On the longer arm of the toy is our oscillating pad. The smaller arm of the two houses our vibrator. The vibration arm is fairly flexible, where the oscillating arm is rigid and is firmer. There are two buttons located on the handle of the toy. To turn on your Ossi 3, you need to hold down the top one, which has a zigzag line. This button also controls the vibrations. There are seven different vibration modes. To cycle through the vibration level, all you need to do is keep pushing the vibration button. To turn on the oscillator, all you need to do is push the bottom button. There are nine different oscillation levels, and to cycle through those, you need to keep pushing the oscillate button. If you want to turn on your oscillator freeze heating element, all you need to do is hold down the oscillate button. The red flashing LED will turn to pink and it will start to warm up. To try and give you a better idea of how the oscillator 3 works, I've added this bit of clip here. And if you look very closely, you can just see it moving. As you can see, it is moving extremely fast. To charge your oscillator 3, all you need to do is take your magnetic charging cable and stick it to the charging port, which is located at the back of the handle. The next thing I'm going to show you is how to connect your Ossi 3 to the Lovince remote app. It is important to remember that you do need your Bluetooth switched on. You've downloaded the Lovince remote app. Create a Lovince account. If you don't know how to do that, there's a video in the top right hand side of your screen. And finally, make sure that your toy is switched on. Once all that's been done, you can open the app. In the top right hand side of the screen is a plus button. Give this a click and select add toy. This will bring a list up of toys that you've previously connected to your app. And we're going to scroll to the bottom of the screen and we're going to look for Ossi. And you'll find that under available toys. Once you've found it, select it and it will move up to the top of the list. As it's the first time it's being connected, it may take a second for it to connect. Once it has finished connecting, it will say connected, and you'll also be able to see your battery life. What we're going to do now is go into our settings. The first thing we can do is change the name of our toy. You can type in whatever you like here, just click on save in the top right hand side of your screen. Next in our list is program. In here we can add or remove patterns that are saved on our toy. You can have a total of 6 patterns saved. These can either be added from your own library or you can download them from the app. When you add a new pattern to your toy, it becomes available for the vibrator and for the oscillator, and it will save that pattern to the app almost instantly. If we click on the adjust levels button, we can adjust the power levels for low, medium and high. Again, this is the overall level for the vibrations and for the oscillator. Next, we're going to go back to the main menu and click on toy strength. These are the maximum vibration and oscillation levels. If you move these up or down, you won't go above these levels in either the solo play mode or over long distances. There really isn't much left to show you within the settings, so I'm going to now show you how to control the toy within the app. To do that, we're going to click on the back button in the top left hand side of our screen, and in the toys menu we're going to click it again. To use your toy for solo play, click on remote. This will bring up a timeline for your toy. At the bottom of the screen is a pink and blue ball. To control the oscillator on its own, you will need to move the blue ball up the screen. If you only want to control the vibrator, all you need to do is move the pink ball. On the right hand side of the screen are some buttons, and the first one we're going to look at is loop. This lets you replicate a movement on the screen, and once you let it go, it will carry on doing the same motion. You can also add the oscillator. It all depends on what you're looking for. If you move either of the balls again, the pattern will reset and start recording again. Underneath the loop button is the float button. Once selected, the toys will vibrate at the same level. Like before, all you need to do is move the balls up and down the screen, and when you let go, they hold that position. Finally, on the right hand side of the screen is the traditional button. This is basically the same as the float button, but it's just how the app used to look. Like the float button, all you need to do is slide the bars up and down. To go back to the previous screen on how to control the toys, all you need to do is click on the slide button, which is located on the right hand side of your screen. If you have found this video useful so far, please do hit that like and subscribe button and notification bell for future videos. And if you've been inspired to buy yourself a Lovence Aussie 3, there is a link in the description below or on my profile. If you do want to get yourself some toy storage bags, also make sure to check out the description below.
So there you have it, guys. That's what you get when you buy the Lovence Aussie 3 and how to use it. The next thing I'm going to do is tell you a little bit more information about the toy. It measures 210 millimeters from top to bottom, and it has a width of 34 millimeters. And the insertable section is 122 millimeters, which is 4.42 inches. When comparing the Aussie 2 to the Aussie 3, there are some massive differences. The least important is the Aussie 2 has one flashing LED and the Aussie 3 has two. They also both have an IPX rating of 7. The Aussie 2 weighs in at 128 grams and the Aussie 3 weighs 185. Where it really comes to the most important differences is this one oscillates, vibrates and heats. The Aussie 2 only oscillates up to 350 times per minute, whereas the Aussie 3 oscillates at up to 6,500 times per minute. And it also vibrates at 7,500 RPM, whilst heating itself to a cozy 42 degrees. When it comes to charge time, the Aussie 2 takes 105 minutes. The Aussie 3 only takes 75 minutes. When it comes to how long the battery lasts, the continuous use time is 300 minutes for the Aussie 2, whereas the Aussie 3 does a lot more, so it only lasts 170 minutes. Okay, so it's the review part of the video, and I'm going to go and use this, and I'm going to get back to you and let you know what I thought.
Okay guys, it's been about a week and I have been using the toy, and the answer to if a man can use this toy, 100% yes. Why this isn't one of Lovence's universal sex toys, I do not know. If you've been thinking about buying yourself the Lush 4 for anal play, then this is a better alternative. The oscillator on this provides really good rumbly vibrations. This little vibrator here vibrates just as much as the Lush range does. You can either use the oscillator or the vibrator independently or both together.
together. The actual diameter of the toy is the same as the Lovince Lush 4. That's if you're looking to put it up your bum. If you are going to use it for anal play, I would recommend using lots of lube. And I wouldn't say this is a good toy for beginners who are using it for anal play only. I know this isn't the purpose of the toy, I'm just saying from a man's perspective, if you buy this toy, it's going to be a lot wider than you expect. So for men and women, they're both going to be able to find some really good uses for this. And yes, for those of you who are keen-eyed, I am actually using a different camera. I'm using the Lovince Webcam 2, which has an AI mic built in. And if you want to see the review of that, you can find it in the top right-hand side of the screen. If you have been inspired to buy yourself a Lovince Aussie 3, there is a link in the description below or on my profile. It is an affiliate link. It doesn't cost you any more to use, but it does give me a very small percentage of Lovince's profit should you buy something. If you have got any questions, feel free to come and drop them in the comments box below on my blog or come and find me on social media. All those links are also listed in the description below. That's it for this video, guys. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button and notification bell for future videos. Until next time, peace out.